Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country as BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National Radio Service. Have you say Nyan up strong. Now, solutions in community. Let's eliminate hepatitis B and C in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities together. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities continue to bear the brunt of viral hepatitis, despite it being preventable, treatable, and in some cases curable. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Dr. Megan Campbell, National Aboriginal Control Community Health Organisation, NACHOS, medical advisor on the line. Megan, good morning, sister. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm well. Thanks very much for having me.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, we're talking about closing gaps. Another gap we need to close, we're talking about hepatitis B and hepatitis C. So the old phrase, we need to get it together together, is what I'm thinking, Megan.
That's about right. Yeah, hepatitis B and C are really important infections in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities. They're different types of virus and they both damage the liver and they're both spread through blood. But how people get the viruses is different and treatment and prevention is also different. And there's lots of things that we could be doing to really eliminate these two viruses and their health impacts for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities.
And what sort of stuff can we do together to make it happen?
Well, for hepatitis C, we have a cure. It's really cheap, it's effective, and it has very few side effects. But unfortunately, there's still some people living with hepatitis C who may not know that they have the infection or who may not know that there is a treatment that's really easy. We also need to expand culturally safe health services for people living with or at risk of hepatitis C, and this includes prisons, which are the main area where hepatitis C transmission is happening.
Okay.
So in prisons, there can be sharing of injecting equipment, and unfortunately no prison in Australia is providing safe equipment. So there's lots that could be done to prevent and treat hepatitis C.
So, and we're talking about the medical industry. Are they communicating with so-called correctional centres regarding this space?
There are some areas of success. So some ARCHOs are providing primary healthcare services in prisons.
Yeah.
And in those programs, they're providing really excellent education and testing and treatment for people who are incarcerated, but it's just not across the board.
Okay.
Hepatitis B is a little bit different.
Yes.
So we have treatments for hepatitis B, but we also have a vaccine, and that's incredibly effective at preventing hepatitis B.
Okay.
And all babies and young children can get this for free.
And what are the symptoms for hepatitis B and C?
So sometimes people don't know that they've actually got an infection with hepatitis B or C, so it's really important that people get tested. With hepatitis C, it's mainly if people have been at risk for getting hepatitis C, particularly if they've previously used injecting drugs. But anybody could have acquired hepatitis C, so it's really important that everyone knows their hepatitis C status, which means whether they've been tested for it and found to be positive or negative, and whether they've been vaccinated.
Yeah.
In terms of symptoms, you can have it for a long time, many, many years without even knowing. But over time, if you don't treat either hepatitis B or C, you can get a really sick liver.
Mm.
And your liver can turn more and more into scar tissue, which means it's not doing its job and it's not helping the body out at all. And over time, some people can also get liver cancer, which can, of course, make people feel incredibly sick.
And the ramification could be death if we're not looking after it.
That's right, and we've got medicines to treat both hepatitis B and hepatitis C, and they're very effective. And of course, we've got the vaccine for hepatitis B, which is great news.
No, fantastic. So a lot of work. So as we travel through life, we do like a yearly medical checkup. If we're checking up on a dislocated toe or whatever the case may be, do the full test. Ask for the notification of hepatitis B or C. Yeah, that would be first cab off the rank.
Yeah, that's right. So the 715 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Health Check is a great opportunity to talk to your clinic, your GP or your nurse or your Aboriginal health worker about getting tested for hepatitis C and whether you should get tested for hepatitis C, mm-hmm. as well as all of the other sexually transmissible infections and other things that we can think about in those annual checkups. It's a great opportunity to have a chat with your clinic.
And Megan, we're talking about, we said sometimes talking about sharing needles or even sharing toothbrushes. It's products that are carrying blood from another person to another person. That would be the case, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So hepatitis C is mainly through injecting equipment, but it can also be through tattoos or piercings if they haven't been done with sterile injecting equipment,
okay,
and
yep.
can also be transmitted through anal sex. Hepatitis B, it can be transmitted, aside from blood, it can also be transmitted through some other bodily fluids, so it's a little bit more transmissible through sex. And frequently people acquire hepatitis C actually at birth or as a young child.
Yes.
But you can certainly get hepatitis C later in life. So if people do get tested for hepatitis C and find out that they're not immune, they haven't had it before and they've never previously been vaccinated for it, they should get a vaccine.
Okay. And we talk about Monday, 28th of July, as World Hepatitis Day, and Hepatitis Australia and National Aboriginal Control Community Health Organisations are drawing attention to that disparity. But if you look at it, it's 24/7, and only on 28th of July is it. We need to be aware and need to be acting on it.
Yeah, that's right. And ARCHO is really leading the way with making sure people know about hepatitis B and C and are getting tested and treated. We just need more resourcing for the sector to really keep working with communities on hepatitis B and hepatitis C.
Lovely. Megan Campbell, thank you, sister, for the conversation, the yarn. We are national, of course, to all our mob out there. Take on board our conversation. Act on it. The old phrase, well done is better than well said. Let's be active. Dr. Megan, all the best to you. Keep smiling, stay warm, and we'll yarn soon.
Thanks, Trevor. Great to be with you.
Take care. Bye-bye. A deadly yarn, a beautiful yarn. That's Dr. Megan Campbell, NACHO, a National Aboriginal Controlled Community Health Organisation, medical advisor. And we're talking about the solutions in community and talking about let's eliminate hepatitis B and C in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities together. Let's get it together, you mob. And it's very sad, but Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities continue to bear the brunt of viral hepatitis, despite it being preventable, treatable, and in some cases curable. So this year's message is clear. Community-led care works, and now it needs real backing. So there it is. Have your say and yarn up strong. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. To Delhi.
Revolutionary development, flip it on a first settlement. Slavery is like Satan selling it. My people went to heaven for the hell of it. Wonder why I'm yelling, I'm a middle-aged Brisbane black, rolling through, spitting facts. Revolution, living that. Woodrow's boys is on the map. You know what happened when I started my rap? Send a park off the blacks. That's why I jump on the mic and tell it how it is. For my people that didn't know, my people still live. You don't put ways, hip-hop, black fella. Green, red, yellow, and black, that's my color.
Yes, I'm a still right here, Babylon up on a run, Rastaman, come to reclaim the crown. Burn your holy scene down to the ground, spit fire, take your higher, slaying your man by the pound. Every time wicked man, I'm getting burned. It's bust like hollow point, automatic when I hold up. I see right through your puckery, you best to pick your game up. Knowledge plus wisdom equals power, get your mind up. Now back up and watch me back up your schematic. Playtime is over, we locking crackers in the attic. If I see him in the street, I'm letting Tony have it, these mans will never, yo, you took the short, just snatch and grab it. Tomorrow, shit, but why shall we flip it? Black man on the rise, but their souls be uplifted. We most gifted, most highly elevated. The first to ever do it, still we highly underrated. How I illustrated the rap Basquiat, paint the perfect picture, bound to hit you in the perfect spot. Now what you got? Black power, black eternity, black mind, oh mind, hold it down, you're off it, baby G. Nah, play, when we speak thickly, we have it turned down, Babylon.
It starts right here. And it starts right here.
This is First Nations land, we'll always be here.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
Southeast wind will blow all around us, and the winter wind can chill us to the bone. We will sail the Torres Strait and East Coast waters in working time. Yeah.
Yes, very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on New Dindi Country. That's BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong here on National Talk Black. Now, we've got a catch-up of yarn now with Deadly Brother. On Country Pathways, name the organisation. We're going to talk to the general manager. This is Jeb Hutchinson. We have Jeb on the line. Very good morning, Jeb. How are you?
Yeah, morning, Trevor. Yeah, good, bud. Going all right.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Yeah, thanks, bud. Yeah, so I'm Jeb Hutchinson. I'm a proud Wiradjuri man from Hilston out in central New South Wales.
Yes.
Out in that red dirt.
Red dirt. And cold country down there. Brother, I'm up here in Cairns, far north Queensland, feeling the heat up here, but you be rugged up down there, Jeb.
Yeah, rugged up down here on the border, mate, over Iwadonga, on the foothills of the mountains there. Can see the snow on a daily basis down here. So, got the pants and the jacket on, mate. She's pretty fresh down here at the moment. We had about 65 mil of rain, so you're pretty wet too.
Brother, there'll be ice come from the sky. Now, let's talk about On Country Pathways. Congratulations. How long have you been the general manager there, brother?
Yeah, since the inception, mate. I started On Country Pathways with a couple of business partners 3 years ago. Employed with a goal for generational change, and it's all about employment and career pathways for our young mob. Just making sure that they got a little bit easier than we had it growing up, and providing them the tools and the skills to gain full time employment.
Good, brother. So fantastic. Thank you. So talking about getting the young ones work ready, and what sort of details, what sort of tools do you have at the table? How do you help them in regarding their future, brother?
Yeah, so like we obviously run a few different programs. Obviously, one of our most successful programs and our most access program is our driver mentor one.
Okay.
Trevor, it's single-handedly the biggest barrier for Indigenous youth, to gain a driver's licence.
Okay.
So, for our young mob down around this way, 120 hours is what's required before they can go for their provisional licence. And, for a lot of our young people, they just don't have access to vehicles at home, or they don't have access to suitably qualified drivers, throughout their family. And for some of these people, it's the first time that they've ever... the first person in their family to achieve a driver's license.
So,
it's really special to watch them on that journey.
Yeah, fantastic. So you guys provide the vehicles for them to get the license, is that right?
Yeah, mate. So we use we got little vehicles, mate, little dual controlled MG vehicles that we're getting around in now. We've specced up a little bit from, the vehicles that we originally started with. We were lucky enough to be gifted 4 vehicles when we first started this program that had a bit over 400,000 Ks on them, little Toyota Corollas. But look, they served their purpose for us, mate, and we've got some newer little vehicles now that we're cruising around in. And, obviously all of our driver mentors that are running the program are fully qualified instructors. So, that next level of safety for our young people, making sure that they've got the highest level of training so that, when they go for their licence, we've got a very good success rate around them getting their licence first go.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, the other program you got there is World Mob. Can you explain that, please, brother?
Oh, yeah, we run with the Well Mob program as well. Like, we utilise it. It's not our exact program, but we utilise it through our programs. We take a holistic look for our young mob throughout the programs that we run. Well Mob, got some great tools there that you can utilise, online resources, because health and wellbeing is just as important as anything in life. If you're not healthy and you're not well, that's mind, body, spirit, everything, you're not going to be successful in employment either. So, it's really important that we take that holistic approach and look, and, it's just ensuring that, our mob are getting checked out regularly, getting our 715s and stuff like that, making sure that, we're keeping that data for ourselves and our people to, ensure that, this generation that come behind us, we learn all the time, and hopefully we can improve, our life expectancy outcomes and stuff like that.
Powerful, brother. It looks like a six-pronged spear, brother, the work that you guys are doing there. Talk about the young First Nations people on the program. They learn about vehicle safety as well and basic maintenance skills. Is that the case?
Yeah, definitely. We want to make sure that, when they get their licence, that they're, should they get a flat on the highway or out on the country road, where to pull up, how to, stop in a safe zone and change the wheel and, you know, just basic stuff like refueling the vehicle, where the oil and water, all those little things that you know, you don't get taught if no one's ever shown you. So it's a part of the program. You know, we want to make sure, just like with the job readiness stuff, we want to make sure that they're road ready.
Good.
They understand, you know, those little parts. You know, making sure you get your car serviced like us. You know, if you don't put good stuff into yourself, like
that's
you know,
right.
put the right fuel in, you're not
right.
going to go far.
Exactly. Now, brother, we're talking about male and females, and what ages are we talking, bro?
Yeah, male and female, definitely, mate. Like, mm-hmm. You know, it's really important that, you know, we provide these for you know, everyone.
Yep.
And, like, with age, like, whilst we say we specialise in youth age 15 to 24 years of age, like, we'll help anyone, Trev, if we can, you know.
Yeah.
It's, we've had some, you know, some deadly uncles there over 60 years age get their licence for the first time ever, you know.
Yeah,
so
beautiful.
If we can help, we will. It's just, you know, just making sure that, you know, the people that, you know, we're trying to help, you know, commitment's a big thing. And making sure that, you know, they're ready to go as well.
Yeah, fantastic, brother. Now, recently you just picked up a national award. Is that the case? Let's scotch yourself up, brother. Tell us about that.
Yeah, definitely, mate. Yeah, it was a big surprise, you know, rocking into Parliament House in Canberra. You know, last time I think I was there, I was in year six rolling down the hill from a school excursion, probably getting in trouble. So, but, yeah, no, very lucky last week at the Australian Road Safety Awards, National Awards. We picked up the Indigenous Program of the Year Award, which was presented by Super Cheap Auto and Craig Lowndes there, which was even specialer,
good.
You know, to have a supercar driver there giving us the award. But I guess, Trev, like, this is true recognition.
It is.
For the hard work that's gone into the program, mate. It's evolved over the past 3 years. It's a highly successful program, but that success belongs to, you know, the employees, the people that are out there delivering it, the, you know, our senior management team, the effort that's gone into this. It's true recognition for the work, but, you know, I also say it also shows our future potential as well.
Beautiful.
You know, just over 3 years and picking up a national award, I'm so proud of you know, to be with this team and you know, keep this journey going for us.
Well, brother, we don't do what we do for any rewards or recognition. We virtually just want to pay the bills and help our other brothers and sisters. But to get that achievement, that award, look, it's a good indication that whatever you're doing, it's working, brother. Just keep doing what you're doing, Jeb.
Yeah, no, definitely, Trevor. It's exactly. I definitely don't do it for these things, but it's so nice to share them with the team. You know, the effort and the work that goes in. It's we love what we do, and we'll keep doing what we're doing because we're changing lives one at a time.
Brother, love it, brother. Thank you for being you. Thank you for the yarn. Big shout out to your deadly team. Keep doing it, brother. Stay warm, and we'll yarn soon, Jeb.
Thanks, Trev. Appreciate you having me on, bud.
Take care, brother. Bye
bye.
Deadly yarn there. Jeb Hutchison, his name is. On Country Pathways, General Manager. And On Country Pathways just picked up a national award for the work that they do. And they attribute to a driver mentor program participant. And the work they're doing also is looking after mob on country, well mob, in the social emotional sense as well. And getting them work ready, but in empowering them to be the best that they can be. Look, fantastic team effort. And once again, On Country Pathways, do check it out. And the work they're doing, take a page out of their book. We need more black success in this country, not only on the football field. So represent to Deadly Mob. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, one-hour program. We're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yindinji country. BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Your daily program, National Talk Black. Too Deadly, yarn up strong, you mob.
Causing me suspicion, but there's no proof. In the paper today, tales of war and of waste, but you turn right over to the TV page. Nayali Jaya, kamu berugo ya lebi. Corea roto.
κατακούρι να ναρώ ανατε αράκι παϊρά. Traveling with me.
Hey, which way are you mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada, yendaba kat yendaba bamada, yendaba gadan, yendaba listen.
And you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turb, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
One generation from a warrior, one generation from a warrior, one generation from a warrior, that's what we are.
One generation from a warrior,
that's what we are. One generation from a warrior, one generation from a warrior, one generation from a warrior, that's what we are.
One generation from a warrior,
yes, that's what we are. Our fathers were warriors, their fathers before them, but though we're now civilized, our hearts are not far from them, cause we're
one generation from a warrior.
From a warrior,
one generation from a warrior,
that's what we are.
One generation from a warrior,
yes, that's what we are.
One generation from a warrior,
one generation from a warrior,
one generation from a warrior,
that's what we are.
One generation from a warrior,
yes, that's what we are. Now that we know people come from, we found our identity, our spirit lives on and on.
And this your beat got a rub-a-dub style, island warrior but we plan all wild. Listen to the beat, to the rhyme, to the rhythm, we gon' make you jump, cop car, now you get him. To kick a ragga in a natty vibration, we are the children of the next generation, coming to you with a positive style. All simply I'm the warrior but me plan all wild.
One generation from a warrior, one generation from a warrior,
one generation from a warrior,
that's what we are.
One generation from a warrior,
yes, that's what we are.
One generation from a warrior,
one generation from a warrior.
generation from a warrior.
That's what we are.
Generation from a warrior.
Yeah, yes, that's what we are.
Our fathers were warriors, their fathers before them. But though we're now civilized, our hearts are not far from them.
'Cause we're one generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
Generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
That's what we are.
Generation from a warrior.
Yes, that's what we are.
Say you know we got is the loving and the memory is the no, because you can't raise it because you know you're loving and I'm really covered. It's all they become if it covers. No, because you know it's giving up from the back. Insisting in the island styles. Only while all them up on wallers and I keep up on you love when.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you mob. Now, founder of Queensland Screen Businesses share an enterprise funding boost. Resonant Films, the name of the organisation. We're going to talk to the founder of Resonant Films. That's Caden Pearson. We have Caden on the line. Caden, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Yeah, so I'm Bakad Mukul and Gukul Yalanji from near the Hope Vale area and and Wutul Wutul area in Cape York.
All right, fantastic, brother. Big shout out to your mob. Thank you. Now, Resonant Films, you're the founder. Tell us about this fantastic vehicle as such, how long you've been running Resonant Films, and tell us your background regarding the passion for this industry.
Yeah, so I've been a filmmaker for over 10 years, and I've done that in the past through other companies that I ran, but also just as a sole trader, sort of freelancer. And I started by just making documentaries about, you know, the history of things that happened to my people.
Okay.
And then over time, I kind of found what I, you know, was more interested in the industry, and that is screenwriting. And so I started to kind of get work helping producers and other writers develop TV shows. I directed and produced and wrote some of my own documentaries for NITV.
Fantastic.
And so what I've done just recently is formed a new company called Resonant Films.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a First Nations-led screen company. It's from based here in Cairns, and we like to tell stories across film, TV, documentary, with a focus on regional voices, cultural depths, and with a specific focus on genre. I really love mysteries, and so a lot of my projects bring something of a mystery into the story.
Good.
And it's kind of just me kind of juggling projects, but
yes.
Over the past couple of years, I pivoted during the pandemic and I was doing other work, but I wrote a murder mystery last year and got some funding from Screen Queensland to produce it, which we just made this year, and I just released it this month, actually.
And the title of that?
And that one's called Lakefield.
Okay.
So it's about a journalist who's finds her friend's body in the river, and she stays to sort of investigate and find out why and what's going on. And it's set in Cape York. We filmed it here in Cairns over Easter.
Okay.
And I've just released it on YouTube. It's free for anyone to watch. It's 6 episodes. They're about like 5 minutes each, so it's sort of like a web series.
Beautiful.
And so Resonant Films is sort of helping me, sort of my vehicle to make more of these kinds of projects.
Yeah, loving the title, like Resonant Films, exactly. So, look, we are storytellers, and look, you're using the vehicles and film. Fantastic, brother. And a big shout out to the Crucifulli government, continue to deliver regional programs, have shared over $220,000. For far northern Queensland businesses, and you were one of the recipients. Money's a tool. It's good to have the money at the table, brother, to drive your vehicle forward, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's kind of, absolutely big shout out to Screen Queensland and the government. I started in this like 20 years ago making films, and it's when you come from a place like Cairns to try to make it as a filmmaker, you've always got to leave.
Yeah.
And then I've done that. I've gone to Brisbane, gone to Sydney, gone to Melbourne, but always come back home. And this funding is going to help me sort of basically get my business into something sustainable.
Yep.
Access people who can help me learn that business side of the industry, because you know when you're an artist or a creator, you don't always know that business side of this world. Mm. And filmmaking is also a business. It's not just creative and it's not just artistic.
That's right. Yes, exactly.
So this funding is going to help me be able to access people and experts, and also develop my own slate of projects so I can keep telling stories that come from my perspective as someone who's on the Cape.
Now, it's a fruit salad sort of industry, isn't it? When you're not only producing films, you also need actors, you need camera people and what have you. So any brothers and sisters out there who are in this field, they can get in touch with you as in Resident Films and say, here I am, this is what I do, keep me on your books, and if you need support in this area, this space, give me a call. That's open. Is that the case? Is that
Absolutely.
How it works?
So, I mean, I don't just try to tell stories that I like to tell. I like to help people tell their stories as well.
If Good.
People have story ideas and, you know, they want to make a documentary or they want to make a film, I'm always open to
Good.
Talking to people and seeing how I can help them. It's actually a big part of what I most enjoy is helping other people develop their stories.
And bring the and story to life, brother. Bring the story to life.
Absolutely. And there are so many stories to tell, especially from this region. There's so many unknown stories out there, some really powerful things that could be told as a story to inform people, to move them. And and Resident Films doesn't just do storytelling. We don't just do documentaries and films. We also work with companies and government and all sorts to make corporate videos and sort of full-service video production, because in this industry, you can't just do one thing. You know,
no,
you
that's
create
right.
a business that's sustainable. You've got to do a sort of few different things, yeah.
Well, it is a team effort, and like you're producing also a platform for, like I said, people in front of the camera, people behind the camera. We're talking camera work, we're talking acting, we're talking lights, sound, all the above. And there you
Absolutely.
Are as the resident film director of the story, bringing it to life. A team effort, you would say, in more ways than one, Caden.
Absolutely, and you know, this project that we just made, Lakefield, you know, I got to hire around 22 to 25 crew, very talented people, all from far north Queensland, and make something really special and actually really impressive to say, hey, actually, there's a lot of talent up here, and we just need opportunities. And so through Resident Films, through making films, you can create opportunities, which is really awesome. And then also to sort of spotlight this place and go, there's talent here who can make some really amazing stuff.
Yeah, fantastic. Your family, brother, be proud of the work that you're doing. Is there any family at the table and what you're doing, or you're driving this vehicle by yourself, Cuss?
Yeah, driving the vehicle by myself. Yeah, it's sort of, I've family that do creative things. My sister does performing and and stuff, but I'm kind of the only filmmaker in the family.
There you go, brother. Watch this space. Thank you for the yarn. All the best to you, Resident Films. Up and running, of course. Keep doing what you're doing. Congratulations. And like you said, you can check out your stuff on YouTube. Is that correct?
Yeah, just look up hashtag Lakefield Mystery. And thank you for the chat, Trevor.
Yeah, no, that's all good, brother. You take care, look after yourself, keep smiling. We'll be in touch, and we'll yarn soon, brother.
All right, yarn soon.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Deadly yarn there. Caden Pearson, his name is, founder of Resident Films and one of the four First Nation businesses in far north Queensland, receiving a share in $220,000 from Screen Queensland. NQ Enterprise initiated as the Christopher Foley government continued to deliver regional programs. So fantastic work. Space for our mob, and money's a tool, money at the table. Continue doing what you're doing and bringing our stories to life. We are storytellers and using the film industry as the vehicle to do that. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? Yarn with Bully on Air, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, 1 hour program, and live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindini Country, and BBM, Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM, and go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong, your mob, National Talk Black.
In the history of this country, when the first white man came with a bit of...
G'day folks, Troy Cassidaly here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
And the coral reef, oh, we come together, together.
tribes of Booger Man.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Just feeling fine. She loves to smoke, sometimes rum and coke. She'll be laughing when there ain't no joke. Yeah, she loves to model up in the latest fashion. She's in a scramble and she moves with passion.
In this island paradise, that's where she is. Living in this island paradise, that's what she knows. Living in this island paradise, that's what she does. Living in this island paradise,
to smoke, sometimes sipping coffee. She looks so hot, yeah, feeling just fine. She loves to party, I have a good time. She's getting high, trying to fly the sky. Now she is paradise.